Hey everyone, welcome back to, of course, Hat Twos and Rosé, Thirsty Thursday edition, where we go through discuss whatever we want with Madison and me, Blake. Wow, that was like a lot of lies back to back to back. Okay, so one, it is Friday. Sorry for the day delay. I will explain that in a second. Two, Madison is not here. Madison is under doctor's orders, i.e., my orders. I know I'm not a, I have a doctorate of jurisprudence. Maybe that counts. I don't, either way. I told her she needs to like rest. She's literally falling asleep sitting up on her couch at this point. Sorry, it's not funny. It's not funny. She needs rest, but like she needs rest. So I literally was like, no, we're doing, I'll do a Blake's musings. You're gonna chill. You're gonna chill. I may have threatened bodily harm. You know what? We do what we do. We do what we do for the loved ones. It happens. But we all, I guess it was only two lies because I am going to discuss kind of like whatever quote unquote I want. You know how these Blake's musings go by now. I feel like I've done a couple. Welcome to the inside of my brain. It's a scary place, I guess. But this will be like mostly bookish. I want to talk. There's some news in the SJM world. I'll do like non-spoiler, like as I've sat on House of Flame and Shadow, so don't worry, there won't be spoilers. And then I want to have like broader little like I almost said discussions as if somebody's with me. Okay, anyway, sorry, I sound insane. About like timelines for like when you don't need spoiler warnings, when you do, like all of that, you know what I mean? And just like some general like bookish stuff that's going on. First things first, as I said, my mind is a scary place. Welcome. I also was working till 1:30 a.m. last night, so I apologize in advance for me being extra haphazard. Is that what I'm going for here? Maybe haphazard. It's just a it just go with it. Just go with it. So then you're probably like, okay, well, why are we having a Thirsty Thursday episode on a Friday? Well, fun fact, Wednesday we were going to record not just a Thirsty Thursday, me and Mads, but we also had a patron. Ashley, again, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And I'm really excited for that episode too, to record with Ashley. But all set to record, except for this little problem. Want to preface this, Ian is okay. The car is not that bad. But Ian, my husband, was involved in a hit and run. Again, nothing serious, nothing serious. But obviously with the hit and run, police had to be called, and you're probably like, oh my God, that's crazy. But it gets crazier. Essentially, while we were waiting for the police, the guy that hit him came back the same way. We're pretty sure he was trying to get to like his apartment complex that was like right near the like parking lot that Ian was able to pull into after he got hit in the road. And the gentleman was not in his right mind. He ended up hitting another car that we saw happen, and it was a poor little old lady. Long story short, cops finally got there, fire department, everything. Guy had no recollection of the first accident and then was trying to say that the old lady hit him twice. Like it was a whole thing. Police are involved. Anyways, pouring down rain at this point, like 2.5, 3 hours later, because I went straight from the office to meet Ian in the parking lot, obviously, because as soon as he called me, I was like, ah! Yeah, so that's a thing that happened. So that was crazy. Obviously, I'm very, very grateful that Ian's okay and the car has minor damage. Like it's a car, I'm more like, yay, Ian's okay. But as you guys can probably imagine, knowing me, I also have a fiery, burning pit of rage for this individual that caused all of this madness. But anyways, so regardless, yeah, that was our Wednesday. So obviously, we couldn't record Wednesday because Ian and I didn't get home till late. We were still kind of like, reeling from the adrenaline. I was making sure he was, okay. He's pretty sore, but overall he's good. So don't worry. Don't want to worry anyone. So then you're like, oh, okay, well, why couldn't you record Thursday? Well, as I just said, I was working till 1:30, and then Maddie had a big release for one of her authors. It was Cora Rose's new book. I think it's One More Time. Apologies, Maddie, if that's not the right name. She'll come for me, don't worry. But long story short, yesterday you guys wouldn't have gotten, like, you guys know us. We will adjust the schedule to give you the best versions of ourselves that we have to offer. And like, we, our best versions yesterday, not ideal. So anyways, so here we are having a Thirsty Friday. I don't know. It doesn't roll off the tongue like Thirsty Thursday, but here we are. So, you know, it's okay. Now, with that being said, you know, I already started off with, like, you know, hit and run. Oh my gosh. So we're just going to keep with, like, stuff, the meh, before we get to the haha. Yeah. And I'm sorry in advance. I'm sorry in advance if anyone, because I'm sure there's people that disagree, and that's fine. That's completely fine. I'm actually really happy for you. So you guys know, I'm actually a decent, like, I genuinely enjoy a lot of the graphic audio editions of, like, the ACOTAR. Like, obviously, like, if you haven't listened, you might have still heard it because people are like, what is this? Like, the sound for winnowing is hilarious to me. Fair. But I feel like overall, they're still pretty good. I think they're a really good way, especially to get, like, people who might not be, you know, they're like, oh, a fantasy with, like, they with fairies, like, I think they're a really good way to get people that haven't read the series to get involved in the series. I think they did a really good job with the ACOTAR ones. I really do. The Silver Flames, I'm in that one. Fantastic. Big fan. Not to mention, even when they break them up in parts, I feel like for the most part, even when you add all of them together, especially if you hit them on a sale, it is like cheaper than audiobooks. Because y'all know how I feel about audiobook prices, because I feel like it's kind of crazy. I'm in the second part of the Fourth Wing audio, graphic audio. I think it's pretty good. Taryn's a little different than I thought. Like, I was expecting more gravelly grumpy, but I like it, if that makes sense. I don't know. It was unexpected, but like, I feel like they've done pretty good. I'm like 99% certain if somebody could please confirm for me so I can be like, ha, I knew it. I feel like the person voicing Zayden is the one that voiced Reese. But I can't tell if it's just because it's like, oh, you know, like a hot main character. And in my head, I'm just like morphing them together because, you know, hot men. But I can't tell. So if somebody could help me there. But anyways, long story, like long way to get to my point here. The next big release, because they are doing Throne of Glass too, keep that in mind. And they're doing Crescent City. And Crescent City, House of Earth and Blood, is the next kind of big release. Yesterday, I came across a TikTok from Graphic Audio. And look, I'm sorry. It's just not my cup of tea. I understand. It's nothing against these voice actors, personally. It really isn't. And it was a clip. And it was kind of like the narrator. And then you got to hear the voices for Bryce and Hunt. I feel like that TikTok sound where it's like, be nice. And it's like, I'm finding it. They're not anywhere near what I would have expected for either of them. And again, nothing against the voice actors. I have beef with the casting, like the person who picked them. Nothing against them specifically. It's just they do not fit. And this could just be in my head, but I will say I sent this to like a couple group chats and literally everybody agreed. But again, maybe we're all just harsh. They are voices. That's they are voices. Bryce is, I expected a strong, I think best way to put it is I expected a stronger voice that is sultry, because it's almost like the current, well, I say current, like they're going to replace, it's not going to be replaced. The voice that they chose is attempting to be sultry, maybe? I don't know. But I expected a stronger, more sultry, maybe even like smoky voice. If that smoky, does that make sense? Not like a smoker's voice, but like a smoke. I don't know how to explain this. I'm not great at this. I expected a different type of voice. Let me just put it that way. And then Hunt's, just plain and simple, Hunt's I would have thought Hunt was like the voice for Hunt was like, I don't even know who I would think it would be, because like it doesn't make an impact. It, again, it's not strong. It's not deep. It doesn't have that rumble or that, you know, like underlying like threatening tone that he has for a lot of the first book. You know what I'm saying? Like there's that edge of like, don't fuck with me. It does not have that. It does not have that. It sounds it sounds like it should be a very nice, handsome, single dad next door in a romance. That's what his voice sounds like. Nothing against that. It's just not what Hunt should be. I really hope somebody, like, I feel like people are going to listen to this and then somebody's either going to really agree or be like, I'm going to get a message being like, you're being harsh. And I'll be like, well, okay, fair. But like, again, if you like it, to be clear, I am happy for you because that means you will like the graphic audio of one of my favorite books of all time. To say I was like hyped for this graphic audio is an understatement. So when I heard those voices, I couldn't even finish the full clip. Like I listened to like probably like 3/4 of it over and over, but I still like couldn't get to the end, if that makes sense. Cause I kept loading it to be like, did I hear that right? Like, hang on. And I'm just sad because I was really excited for the graphic audio. And I'm confused because they did such a good job with the ACOTAR, literally all of them. Well, all through, you know, current release, I should say. And they did a very good job with the Fourth Wing, both parts so far. So I just don't know what happened here. And it makes me very worried for Throne of Glass. Now, I feel like I'm very worried because Throne of Glass has a lot of characters. Now, obviously, the first couple books were a little bit more limited. That's all I'll say. You get more characters later on, as most series go, honestly. And I worry about that because, like, ACOTAR, there's a lot of characters in ACOTAR, obviously, but, like, we have our core characters, you know, so it's not as many that they have to cast and, you know, try to get right. I think Crescent City is kind of closer to Throne of Glass than ACOTAR in that respect, because we add decently sized cast of characters as the first book goes on, let alone into the next books. So it makes me very worried for Throne of Glass. But we'll see. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. Like I'm probably not going to listen to the Crescent City one, to be honest. But I'll give Throne of Glass a try when it drops, which I don't know when it drops. I feel like it's in the coming months, but I'm not 100% sure on the date. Let's be real. Are you guys really going to trust a date that I give you anyways? I wouldn't personally. I know my weaknesses and dates are one of them. So speaking of which, being like a little nervous for future SJM projects, we talked, I want to say like maybe 2 weeks ago, I think, about the news that there was like the rumor that the Hulu ACOTAR was dead, but it's not dead, but it's on its way to being dead. Nobody knows what's going on. Nobody also, a big thing to note is nobody really knows what is going on as far as what the rights will do if it reverts. So like with the rights to the show, it's hard to know because obviously like none of us have the legal documents that like the contract essentially, but like I've heard, and I don't know how people know this, that the rights like revert back to her like pretty quickly. Cause sometimes with those types of deals, which is like unsettling, if a project dies, but somebody optioned it, like Hulu optioned it, they literally like have the exclusive right for quite a few years. With that in mind though, it seems like we might, and it could, this is pure speculation, obviously, like you guys, obviously it is, because it's not like I know, like SJM, you know what I mean? But either way, so after all that, like, will they, won't they on the show a couple weeks ago, nothing else really came out. Honestly, the entertainment business right now, as in general, is like pretty up and down, and you never really know what's going to survive and what won't. But there was a picture, I believe taken yesterday, with Margot Robbie, queen, we love her. I will hear no slander against her ever in my life. Having like coffee with a blonde woman with dope shoes on, by the way. And internet sleuths were like, hey, that looks like SJM. Apparently Margot Robbie has talked about like that she is a fan of the SJM, like Mossverse, essentially. No, I did not have time to find that, but like multiple people are saying it. So I'm assuming it was in like an interview or something. Cause I know Margot loves fantasy books. I do know that. Like I've seen that interview where she talks about a lot of them. But people were like, is that SJM? And I'm like, what? And, Court of Moss, is it, Bookish Yaz? They're both like, hey, like we've heard, cause they're like pretty in, both of those accounts are like pretty in the know, from one of SJM's friends, like best friends who like stays out of the spotlight, that it was in fact Sarah. So Margot and Sarah are having coffee. It again could just be because Margot's like, oh my God, I'm such a fan. And I'm sure Sarah was like, oh, you're a fan, I'm a fan. Like that, I think I'd just melt into a puddle if I was with that duo. If I met either one of them on their own, I'd be like, oh, and just like faint. If you put me with both of them, I'm not walking out of that encounter. Like I'm good to go for the rest of my life. Like you can take me because that would be amazing. So again, it could just be, you know, women supporting women being like, hey, I love you. And you know, they're like, I love you too. Like, you know, I don't know, but now you guys know how I feel, like where I would very much like a spicy animated Akatar show. I know it's probably not going to happen. It's fine. Whatever. I will come to my peace with that eventually. But I will say that I think there's some big potential here if it was somewhat business. Not with, and I know like Margot would, I think, make a pretty decent like more. She can make a lot of different characters. Honestly, like she could, I'd trust her with any of them. Obviously though, physically, I think it would probably be more, but I'm going to go ahead and say, I don't think if it was business, I don't think it was a casting. I really don't. If anything, Margot recently, especially after, the hit that Barbie was, the long media run for that, all the award shows right now for it. She's already, and she was, you know, she was a big force behind Barbie, behind getting it made. She's a producer. She's got her hands in a lot that I don't think people realize, on the producing side. I wouldn't be surprised. I don't think she has yet. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I wouldn't be surprised if she wants to direct eventually, which I'll watch anything. So I'm really wondering, guys, if we could get Margot Robbie as a producer. If the show survives and she's a producer, I will have slightly higher expectations. I still don't want to get my expectations too high, just in general. But if you put her on that, I think, one, because she's a fan. Two, a woman who very much is all about lifting other women's stories, their successes. I think that could be very interesting. But again, all speculation. It could have not been Sarah. Maybe everything is, I mean, it is the internet. You never know. Or maybe they just met, like I said, because they're fans of each other. I mean, I don't know. But I would like, I'm not normally optimistic, but I'm going to let a little sprinkle of optimism in here. I'm going to go ahead and be like, oh, maybe. And that would be cool. I'm just saying that would be cool. I just, you guys know my thoughts on that show. Like one, you're never going to live up to readers' expectations. It's just, that's how it is. And honestly, I would fear for the poor individuals throughout the casting. Yeah. That could get kind of like crazy in my opinion. So now that brings me, I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not. I guess that was a positive. I said optimism because I'm back down to one where it's like, you guys, it might be a little, not a downer per se, but like not necessarily like crazy cool, like crazy happy. But spoiler free, we're a month out, well, a little over a month out from the release of House of Flame and Shadow. I hope you guys have listened to my prior episodes or in the ones that I had like my awesome group of friends on. My immediate was, I still love this world. I love these characters. Five stars. And I still had issues that I noted, but I still was like, no, I still give it 5 stars. I've sat on it, obviously, for a month. To be fair, I haven't done my reread, which I think is a sign in and of itself, to be honest. But I also just don't want to be done, like, completely, you know what I mean, with this, like, book. Like, because we waited, what, 2 years? And it was hyped so much. So, like, if I do my reread, then I'm done with House of Flame and Shadow. What? Like, I'll read it again eventually, you know what I mean? But, like, the hype, the anticipation, all of it's done. Does that make sense? I do it with every big release. Like, literally every big release, I do this. Where if I'm really, really excited for it, when it comes out, I, like, I'm so excited to read it, but I dread finishing it because then I hit a book slump, which I'm out of my book slump, which is good. But then I also, like, you know, you don't have, I'm not spinning theories every day anymore. And I'm not, like, our group chat still talks about it and stuff. And we talk about other things, obviously, but, like, you don't have that ongoing discussion on theories, what we think is going to happen because, like, you've read the book. And then when you do a reread, especially if you're like me, where you finished it in like, what, 20 out, whatever it was, like 20 hours, like I was insane. I'm sure I'll catch more. I'm sure I'll obviously go through it a little bit slower. And I'm sure my thoughts will evolve. They usually do with rereads. But then I always, like, my reading for a new release is quote unquote done once I finish my first reread. That's when I'm like, okay, this release is done. Weird system. I know it's okay. Anyways, I, without doing my reread, I am at least knocking my review back to a 4.5. Now, I know you're probably like, oh, you're just letting, like, negative people's thoughts. Like, I promise you. I would hope at this point in the podcast that you would know I don't generally give a fuck about other people's opinions on books. And I mean that in, like, it won't impact my enjoyment of a book. Not, like, I don't give a fuck what your review is. That's not what I'm saying. I love reading other people's reviews. I love talking about books. But I don't let other people's reviews impact my enjoyment. That's what I'm saying. I know that came off really harsh. But I've explained myself. So don't worry. That's really not it. If anything, I have had other things where people pointed out things. And they're just factual. Like, they're in the book. That I was like, oh, wow, I didn't catch that. That's odd. Not like somebody saying, like, I interpreted it this way and I didn't like how this happened. No, it's just people. There are a few factual things that I was like, huh, interesting. But the reason it's still 4.5 is, one, still, you know how I feel about this world, these characters, everything. And I say 4.5, it might be a little bit below, but, like, I can't do, like, 4.37 or, you know what I mean? I'm not getting that, like, in the weeds. And it still might go back up or go back down depending on my reread. We'll see. But there have been things that I've, like, oh yeah, I didn't think about that. That's a little weird. Is that continuity error? What are we doing here? And then there are other things that I still love. And again, no spoilers, just, like, there's still concepts I still really, really love. And then you guys know what I love: theories. And the theories have started to spin. I mean, I've already got, you know, you guys know I've got the notes app on my phone of just all of my thoughts and theories. But people were a month out. I'm starting to see the dialogue start with theories of just, you know, in general. And that's got me kind of hyped, you know? So it's tough. And if you haven't read the book yet, I would say, because there is a lot of discourse right now, hopefully you've avoided spoilers. There's a lot of discourse on this book. Negativity usually gets more of a spotlight whether that's good or bad. I'm not saying any negative reviews are invalid or anything like that. I'm just saying you'll probably see more, usually just because platforms and everything, the algorithms somehow, like, it just kind of seems like negative reviews or negative reactions kind of get bigger reactions, right? And I think that's just human nature, to be honest. So if you haven't read it yet and you're seeing the negative discourse, I would say just a baseline, I think everybody can agree on some of it. And then your individual feelings could have you agreeing with more of it or not. And that's kind of the beauty, again, of reading. I've said this before, like, everybody interprets things differently. Everybody, a book will hit you differently at different stages in your life, whatever's going on in your headspace when you read a book. Different characters resonate with different people. Different levels of plot resonate, everything like that. So if you haven't read it, my advice is really, you know, one, I mean, if you want to keep looking into the discourse, cool, but I would literally, like, just because of spoilers, like, there's so much that happens that I, like, don't want spoiled for people. So be wary of spoilers first and foremost. But second, just keep an open mind. And I had to talk to myself about this. That makes it, like, I'm not saying, like, actually, like, a discussion, like, Smeagol Gollum type, but you know what I mean. It's okay with a favorite, and this took me a little bit to come to terms with, even just knocking it from a 5 to a 4.5. It is okay within one of your favorite series ever, with some of your favorite characters ever, from one of your favorite authors, it's okay to be disappointed. It's okay that it doesn't live up to your expectations, or that you have some, excuse me, some gripes with. That's okay. It doesn't mean you love the characters less. It doesn't mean you love the series less, per se. And it doesn't mean that you're, like, hating on the author. It's okay. And especially for me, you know, host of the, like, ACOTR podcast, right? Where it's like, oh, I don't know. Like, I always, like, especially with some of my, like, favorite authors, favorite series, I have done this since I was a kid. Okay, with, like, I'm going back to, like, Magic Treehouse books that, like, weren't as great to me, or even, like, some of the Percy Jackson and some of the spinoffs. There were a few books that I was like, man, I didn't like this as much as the others. And that would, like, upset me. Not just because I'm like, oh my gosh, but I would literally feel like I was, like, betraying the characters. But, like, I still struggle with that today. So, like, that's my advice. One, try to avoid spoilers. Two, it's okay to be disappointed, and it's okay to love it. I've seen a couple people that, like, were like, hey, man, like, I see what you're saying, but to me, I loved it. And then people are no, we should be happy that people be happy for people enjoying things, right? And if somebody doesn't enjoy it and you didn't enjoy it, sure, feel free to commiserate, but you don't need to commiserate by attacking people that loved it. It's like I said with the graphic audio, I am so happy for people that are, like, still excited and don't have a problem with the voices. I'm not just happy, I'm, like, actually very jealous of you. I think I've said this before about audiobooks. I'm sorry, I'm, like, looping back. But, like, if I don't like a voice or it doesn't match a character at all to me, I physically cannot do it. My brain will shut it out. Like, I cannot do it, whether that's good or bad. I can't do it. I can't do it. I wish I could, but I can't. So, yeah, that's just, I wanted to kind of say that because I know there are quite a few people that still haven't read House of Flame and Shadow, and we're a month out. Now, that brings me to my, like, kind of last thing I kind of wanted to touch on, and I more am hoping, like, to get thoughts from people, is the timeline for spoilers. I personally, especially, like, okay, timeline for spoilers in general versus, like, at least putting a warning or just, like, don't post anything yet. I personally think flat out embargoes, I don't think work. I think having, especially in today's world with, like, Instagram, TikTok, Instagram, do a slideshow, put a spoiler warning as the first slide. It's easy. It is so easy to do. And honestly, the top of your caption, because remember, you can see the front, like, make sure your caption as it shows on people's feed doesn't include the spoiler that you at least put a, like, slideshow for. That one, I think a lot of people, like, kind of forget the caption, which it's not intentional. I understand. But that one, I have seen somewhere. I'm like, oh gosh, you did the right. But then you, like, the caption's, like, showing it, like, ah, But I don't think like I said, a full embargo, no, like you can like just put some spoiler warnings, right? But what is the time frame for when something's a spoiler or not? And what odd, like who is the content creator doing it? I personally hold publishers and authors to a higher standard when it comes to this sort of thing. I give them kind of longer time frames now, and I know sometimes they have to market the next book, fair, but especially like an author, there are a couple authors that I've read, my friends have been reading recently, and they had releases within the last like month, month and a half, 6 weeks, you know, and they're out here posting reels that I mean just completely are spoiling like full plot points, not just like a little like oh wow that happens cool, no, I got plot points, romances that like were not hinted at in the first book that are now, like it's a whole thing. And I that to me, all you had to do, even with a reel, just put like, you know, add your like image and let it sit for like 5 seconds, 10 seconds before the reel plays or something. You can still pick the like on your feed, you can pick the cover of your reel, you know. But I personally would say easily, I'd say like 3 months easily is when you have to be hyper vigilant about spoilers. Easily, depending on the book, it could be longer. I'm just saying. And I personally say like up to, especially if it's an ongoing series and the next book isn't out, it like up to like 6 months to a year. We usually hold about a year before we start talking. I mean, we did it with Silver Flames and House of Sky and Breath. We'll do it with Flame and Shadow, where you will get my annoying like wee woo wee woo 1 2 3 spoiler warning. Like you will get a spoiler warning. We won't be posting like you know you won't see it on our you won't see spoilers on our feed. With that's with post comments. Comments are the Wild West, unfortunately, and unless again you're like a publisher and author, you who needs to be like policing the comments, and that's hard, especially for like really popular. I completely understand that, but I've seen a lot of discourse around like the spoilers, and I've just seen like more and more, especially like authors and other big content creators that I would think would like be better about it, not, and it's a little odd to me. But at the same time, if a book has been out for years, it's a little bit rough. Personally, for me, like we do it for the podcast as much as we can for Throne of Glass. But that is a complete series that has been out for quite a while. And I personally, it's been out long enough that, like, I'm not going to go into explicit detail on stuff unless it's a Throne of Glass episode, obviously. But I try to be mindful. But also, if something does come out, something slips, or somebody's like, oh my God, I haven't read Throne of Glass, I didn't know that, I'm like, oh, well, sorry. I'm not, you know, like, I do feel bad when things get spoiled for people, but like I also don't feel as bad as I would for like a recent release. And I'm most people I talk to, that's kind of how they feel as well. And I understand when things get spoiled, it does suck. Trust me, I've had things spoiled. Iron Flame, again, partially my fault, I understand. TikTok was a I shouldn't have gotten on TikTok. I know. No spoiler warnings were there though, I'm just saying. Also, like this just comes down bottom line. Like, I see people attack. Like, I've talked about this before. We got to be more positive overall. People are attacking, like, House of Flame. People are attacking people for liking it. People are attacking people for not liking it. Or other deals. Oh my gosh, I'm in work mode. Other books that have been out for a while. People are like, oh my God, I didn't know this. Or you've got like an author that is spoiling their own book that's been out for less than 6 weeks. And I mean, just absolutely spoiling it. And then people in the comments might be like, hey, like this just spoiled it for me. Like, oh, like that sucks. And then people in the comments attacking them, being like, oh, well, you should have just read it. Everybody reads at their own pace. Everybody has different timing. Especially like for certain books that might not be on Kindle Unlimited. So, you know, some people budget for books. Some people stick to a very strict TBR. Some people have some hectic lives. They don't have as much time to read. So just because you read a book like me, I read House of Flameshadow in 20 hours. I don't expect everybody else to read it that quickly. I don't expect everybody else to read it within a week, to be honest. It's a big ass book. So just bottom line, everybody needs to give each other a little grace, you know? I don't know. I just keep seeing people attacking each other for spoilers versus like, oh, well, it's been out long enough. Fair. Like, don't come at someone for posting something about a book that came out 8 years ago. Like, I'm sorry. But just, you can be disappointed, but you don't have to attack others because their intent was not malicious at all. They were just posting content that they love, like, about a book they love. Or they didn't like, maybe it was, like, a hate post. I don't know. But either way. And then if somebody likes something you don't like, okay, that's fine. You don't have to like it. If somebody dislikes something that you like, okay, they're entitled to their opinion. It's okay. Just take a moment. It's okay. Okay? Let's all be good. Let's all be nice. I know you're probably thinking, Blake, have you heard the shit that comes out of your mouth? You're a tiny ball of anger. Yes, I understand. When it comes to the book community, though, that's like, I think because it's my happy place, you know, where I'm like, oh, yeah, I want everybody to be nice. Get along. I save all the anger for work, you know, especially at one in the morning. but that's kind of, yeah, this was my week's musings, really. I will tell you what started this whole spoiler discussion was I was discussing it with Ian earlier today, actually, because this is funny. So you guys will appreciate this. The Dune 2 came out, right? No, I have not seen it yet. Ian went to see it last night. I was working, and I dread sitting in a movie theater for almost 3 hours, even though I know I'm going to love the movie, but beside the point. Anyways, they are based on books that came out in, like, the 50s or 60s, okay? People, because of the second movie, the second movie aligns with the end of the first book. And it ends, the end of the first book kind of sets up a character where you're like, oh shit, oh okay. And then the second book really is like boom. Attack on Titan-esque, that's all I'll say. People are making TikToks about it, right? And including this character in Dune. And even I'm trying, because I know people are mad about it. So even right now I'm trying not to be spoiler, even though, again, my whole point is the books came out in the 60s. People are going at each other on BookTok. Well, it's more like just regular TikTok because it's more about the movie, but like they are based on books. In TikTok, Instagram, they're like, oh my God, you just spoiled Dune for me. And like people are having to be like, hey man, these books came out like 60 years ago. What are we doing? Like 60 plus years ago. Like it's not a spoiler. And then there's this discussion of like, yeah, but like, you know, like a lot of people that are watching the movies aren't reading these books, which is fair. That's true. And like it's kind of entering a renaissance with Dune, right? We're getting more of it. It's got the public's eye. Who knows? Maybe it's an adaptation. Maybe they don't follow it completely. So that does open some discourse where it's like, oh, okay, yeah. But again, like there are other things happening in this world to focus any sense of anger, injustice, or anything like that on. Other than getting mad at spoilers for a series from this, like, I'm genuinely the 60s. I didn't know it. I saw it on TikTok and I was like, huh, well, all right then. But I'm still like, oh, okay, well, these are movies. Like, it still, you know, does its own thing. But yeah, so I'm very, very, I would love to hear your guys' thoughts on it, though. Like, when do you think spoilers are... Like, when do we lift the spoiler embargo? When is it okay to be mad? Personally, I say you can get angry if it's like a really, really recent book and there's literally no spoiler warning. Yeah, that's not cool. Don't be that person. But also you don't need to like come at someone like to their very core about it. Like it's okay. Like it's not life or death. When do you think, like, should authors and publishers be held to a higher standard about it? What's your thoughts? So, you know, if a series is 60 years old, but it's being adapted into books and, like, a lot of people don't read the books, like, what do we, or adapted into a book's being adapted into a book. adapted into a movie and people don't read it, I'm like, what are we thinking? Let me know, because you've had to sit here for what, 40 minutes listening to my inner thoughts, scary times. But yeah, so, okay. I don't know how I, covered a Hit and Run, Margot Robbie, Graphic Audio, House of Flame and Shadow, and spoilers in general. Here we are. What a journey. We took a lot of U-turns, some switchbacks. It's fine. Thank you for sticking with me. So with that, we will be back on Sunday. I don't know if it's me and Caitlin, me and Madison, me, who knows? We'll figure it out. It's a bit of a hectic time, to say the least. We'll be back Sunday with House of Earth and Blood. And then that will announce March's book club pick for the Patreon. Remember, if you want access to just bonus episodes, starts at $2 a month. Plain and simple, easy. $5 gets you into our Discord, that community I can never say enough. This is dropping on March 1st, so I wanted to note that Little Wicket Book Box, I am a rep. My beautiful, wonderful friend Elijah has started the company. She's a boss bitch. What up, man? I got so many boss bitch friends with their own little businesses. I'm so proud. Oh my God. Subscriptions are live for the March Book Box. If you want 10% off your first subscription and merch, you can use ACOTR podcast, all caps. The boxes, you need to do it. You need to do it. That's plain and simple. The special edition books, the merch, girl, don't even give me. Anyways, that's just my plug. You don't have to use my code. There's plenty of other reps you could use codes. I was trying to get you the 10% off, just saying. But definitely check it out. Those will be open, I believe, through March 5th. Elijah, if that's wrong, please come at me. I deserve it. And I think that's it. Next week's schedule might be a little off. Again, I'm saying that as I'm doing a Thirsty Thursday on a Friday. So you're like, damn, girl, get it together. I understand. Apologies. Wednesday's my birthday and we normally record on Wednesdays. So we gotta figure out when we can do that. And then Ian has starting today through next week is his project birthday. I have no idea. He's got things planned and all kinds of stuff. I'm very awkward when it comes to birthday, my own birthday. So, if you can't tell from my voice right now, so I have no idea what's going on. Also, I've already gotten some amazing gifts from people. I'm going to do some posts to show, cause a lot of them are bookish themed and I love it. And I'm just I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with my hands. I'm just so grateful, for everyone that's already reached out and everything. Y'all are awesome. Anyways, so long story short, just be on the lookout. Might be a different schedule, but we will have an episode Sunday. So that's fine. I'm double checking my brain to see if there's anything I forgot. No, I think that's it. So we hope you have Maddie's here in spirit and she does hope this too. Hope you have a great end to your week and we'll see you Sunday. As always, XOXO, the Solo Cadre. Bye!